Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here, ready to go. And wow, I'm tired. My back's sore from sitting on the couch. Can you think of a four-day stretch where you watch more football, more sports? Probably not. Come on in, stay a while. We'll talk to the Jaguars quarterback, Trevor Lawrence. He'll join us coming up a little bit later on. Our good buddy, Ross Tucker. We'll stop by, as we always do every Monday, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. The biggest sale of the year, it's the biggest sale ever, danpatrick.com, 40% off all t-shirts, 20 to 50% off everything else. It ends tonight at midnight. Stat of the day brought to you, as always, by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We have football tonight, Steelers at the Colts. Kind of not fair to the Steelers and the Colts.
Da, 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 da.
Where you go, I don't know. Steelers, Colts. But, you know, the Colts are still in the mix for a playoff spot. Yes, Seton.
I don't expect this game to do the same number that Cowboys-Giants did.
Ooh, 40 million people watched Cowboys and the Giants. Yes, Paul.
I'm always fascinated by what the other 300 million people are doing. Because we got like 350 in America, right?
Oh, we do?
I think. Let's say we got 350-ish.
Okay, okay.
So 310 million people were not watching that game? What were you watching? I mean, there's like a Westminster Dog Show. What was on?
Yes, Todd.
Are there some that want to watch, but they want to be contrary? Like, I don't want to just follow along with everyone else. So I'm going to purposely not watch the Giants-Cowboys game, just to be different. Even though deep down I want to watch it.
Well, what's that? What purpose does that serve?
No, but some people are like that. They just, everyone likes that band or that singer, so I'm purposely not going to be into that. And they do that with a football game. You take a nap.
Did you give this great thought at all?
It's very little.
Okay, that's
little.
Okay.
Sounds like
yes, thank you. Yes, Paul.
I will say one thing. In the middle of the Michigan-Ohio State game, my brother-in-law that doesn't watch sports goes, hey, are you really into this game? Can we put like Elf or something on? Dead serious. I go, I looked at him. I almost went spider monkey on him.
This program brought to you by the great folks at Discover. Redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that coming up. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Download that app. You can watch for free. Also, those who are listening around the country, nearly 400 radio affiliates around the country. And 877-3DP-SHOW, that's the number if you'd like to dial up. Operator Tyler standing by. Best and worst of the weekend. NFL was fun. It was always one of those games, two of those games where you go, wait, what just happened there? And we had a few of those. Sam Darnold. Yeah. Carolina Panthers. Do you think the Carolina Panthers are like, Sam, what did you do? We won the game. But Sam Darnold's probably going, if we win games, then you can't get a quarterback. Then maybe I got a chance to still be a quarterback in this franchise. Browns over the Bucs, that was surprising. Dolphins roll. Jags over the Ravens. That's one of those signature moments for Trevor Lawrence. And you do that in the final 2 minutes. That was great. By the way, when these coaches go for two, Doug Peterson, Brandon Staley, they're a genius when it works. But when it doesn't work, are they still a genius because they were trying to go for it? Yes, Pauling.
I think there's upside to the try because most football fans like a coach. I like my coach to go for it. I'm doing the tough guy fan voice. I think you get points with your fans for going for it and not playing soft, even though it could be playing smart.
Yeah, but they're geniuses today or yesterday. But would they have been, would we say, man, I love my coach is a genius. He went for two and we lost. Yes, he.
Haven't we already been through a cycle of like, this guy's costing us games. We're going to lose. How many games is this guy going to cost us with this stuff?
I don't know if Brandon Staley can continue to do this.
That's not a sustainable.
No. Yes, Todd.
He can't continue to do that because we always say, and you've said it many times, the Chargers always find a way to find the banana peel. So why add to that even more so by putting more at risk in a team that still has hopes to do something this year?
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
But the Jaguars are in a position, what were they, 3-7 going into the game? They're not playing for anything this year. It's cool, and it gives them their fans. The place was going crazy yesterday.
Aaron Rodgers got hurt. We don't know the extent of that. The question is, with Jordan Love coming in, throwing a touchdown pass, and Matt LaFleur, the Packers head coach, was asked this.
Oblique injuries for guys who have to throw, that's a tough injury. Between that and the thumb, do you think you probably need to shut him down for the rest of the year?
I would say that. We got to have more conversation before we even get into that. But no, I mean, as long as he's able to go, I expect him to be out there.
Yeah, I would want to ask the question, what would it take to shut Aaron Rodgers down? Because I want him to say, if this happened, he's got a broken thumb, and now you get a rib injury, at what point do you shut it down because you're not going to be in the playoff race? And you still have to find out if Jordan Love can play. And you probably know he can play or he can't play. I don't think, hey, we put him in there, oh my gosh, this guy can actually play or not play. But if you're the Packers at some point, you probably have to go to Aaron Rodgers and say, we're going to make this decision. Even though front office or the head coach might go, we'd like to shut you down. But Jordan Love came in. But the Eagles with a win look good. Raiders in overtime. Chargers over the Cardinals. And then college football, I guess, the big question is going to be, is Georgia going to be the number one team in the country? Now, they should be because it'll be based off the SEC schedule. But Michigan doing what they did to Ohio State, could they go up to one? They're going to be number two. Then you have USC. Does USC go to three? Does TCU stay at four? If TCU goes to three, you know, it's all about positioning of, if we have to get somebody out or we have to put somebody in. If TCU's at four, they got Kansas State. They played a really good game earlier this year. But even if they lose to Kansas State, they're probably going to be, I don't know. Yeah, they're undefeated right now.
Kansas State at TCU. TCU's only, it's neutral site, of course. It's in Arlington, Texas.
Yeah.
TCU's favored by 2.5.
Yeah, I know.
Over under 60, what are they?
Yeah, but they just got by Baylor. They've gotten just by, but at least you made to the conference championship because Ohio State's not going to make it to the conference championship game. But I'm wondering who is in the fourth spot, USC or TCU? Because I can't, but Ohio State does not deserve to be in there. No, they had a bad month.
Yeah.
Bad month, and you got humbled at home by a backup running back. And, you know, a quarterback who has been maybe average, a little better than average, inconsistent. They couldn't even figure out who their quarterback was to start this year. But they went in and they handled Ohio State. Ohio State shouldn't be in the top four. Let's see what happens to TCU. I'm curious where, who's five and who's six. And LSU, oh. We said this last week. I go, this is a Jimbo Fisher-like moment where they're going to win this game. And then, you know, they shouldn't, but this is the kind of moment where they can win this game. We've talked about Caleb Williams. Thank you for everybody who has pointed out that, yes, I did strategize and figured standalone games, win those games, he's going to win the Heisman. C.J. Stroud looked okay, but you lost the game. Standalone game, you look good. You beat Notre Dame. You beat UCLA. Now you have the Pac-12 title game and a chance for revenge against Utah, who you lost to earlier this year. But Caleb Williams, to me, has been best player in college football. And I think you saw that against Notre Dame. Yeah, Paul.
Were you in Ohio for the second half, for the Ohio State-Michigan game?
Yes, I was.
Were there Ohio State fans amongst the people watching the game where you were?
Those are the only fans you
right.
have.
I'm assuming. How bad was that second half for Ohio State fans when you see it in person?
It was crushing.
Is that a big enough word?
No. No, it's you know, they're all decked out. Everybody's got their Ohio State gear on, and they're like, "Where's your colors?" And I go, "I'm just watching the game, man." Wait, you don't care? I go, "No." I said, "In fact, Michigan winning is a better story for me." And they're like, "Get out of here!" And I'm like, "I'm just telling you, if Michigan wins, it would be a better story. There's content there. If Ohio State wins, okay, they should win." But Michigan was the better team, certainly in the second half. But, yeah, crushing. It's where Ohio State goes right down the field, scores a touchdown, and then you hear the OH, and then somebody in the other side of the room, IO, you know. So we got that the whole time going. And then all of a sudden, Michigan three and out, and then, you know, OH, and then IO. And I'm like, okay, it's going to be going on a long time. And then all of a sudden, got to the second half. And there was no OH. It was O bleep, IO. Yes, Paulie.
When it was at halftime, I swear I thought Ohio State was going to roll Michigan. You know, Michigan had those three big plays and nothing else. I was like, well, they stayed in the game. It was cute. And then Ohio State's going to unload on them. It went the opposite way. I did not see that coming.
Well, you got your backup running back there, but the offensive lineman won that game because they handled Ohio State. It's weird. You have the same personnel in the first half as you do in the second half. And you're like, what happened here? Odds to win the national title: Georgia, Michigan. Then those are the two prohibitive favorites. Then it's USC, TCU, and Ohio State. They all have the same odds. And then Alabama's in there as well. The coaching carousel: Luke Fickell is leaving Cincinnati after signing a contract extension this offseason. He's going to Wisconsin. And Lane Kiffin didn't go to Auburn, but he got a contract extension. That's what we said. I said three things will happen here. He either goes to Auburn, he stays at Ole Miss, he stays at Ole Miss and gets a contract extension. That's how it works in college football. I'm guessing Luke Fickell probably entertained some recruits in that game this past weekend. And all of a sudden, you're going to Wisconsin. Great job. And I understand the timing of this if you're Luke Fickell. You don't want to be Matt Campbell at Iowa State. Remember? He was incredibly hot. Go back to Kirk Ferentz 15 years ago, maybe longer. It's like, oh, my God, that guy, he's going to coach in the NFL. Well, he stayed, which is fine. I love when coaches stay. And then Luke Fickell with Cincinnati, you had gone as far as you could go, and you're going to go take over a Wisconsin team. And you know what? The opportunity was there. Let's see, Seton. Poll question today is what?
You want to go with the first hour? I mean, you sort of just hit it and said where you stood, but we could go with who should be in the fourth spot for the college football playoff, USC, Ohio State.
Okay. Does anybody think Ohio State should be in the top four? Yeah. I mean, they lost at home. They got blown out at home. I can't imagine, but I guess the, you know, for me, the question is who's going to be number one, and I still think it's going to be Georgia. And they're a lot closer than you think, but I look at the strength of schedule, and that's where Michigan, you know, loses out. Georgia's at 32 right now. Michigan's strength of schedule is 56. And here's the question. Has TCU done enough to lock up a spot even if it loses Saturday? Pat Forty from Sports Illustrated says yes. Yes. A loss to Kansas State at this stage would certainly carry no shame. Wildcats 9-3. They played a great game earlier this year. 12-1, the Frogs would have to be blown out to put their playoff spot at risk. Yes, Todd.
That's why you make TCU 3, give them a little wiggle room. If they don't do well against Kansas State, just drop them 1. If they're interested in keeping them in the top 4 of the committee.
Yeah, Paulie.
I don't know. I know Pat Forty's trying to say what should happen and what will happen rarely match up. Because if TCU loses to Kansas State, it's hard to back into the playoffs. And that's an easy out for any committee. Not saying it should, but what they would say. Because if all of a sudden Ohio State's sitting there with one loss and TCU's sitting there with one loss, who do you think is a more threatening team in a neutral site? They can make that case.
Yeah. And it might be TCU if TCU wins TCU. Well, this is Tuesday night. I'm just talking about what's going to happen Tuesday night with the rankings. TCU is probably 3, and USC will be 4. Yeah, Paul.
If you're Michigan, do you want to be ranked number 2 for the rest of the season, and hopefully TCU's ranked 3rd, so you would face TCU in the first round of the playoffs instead of maybe facing USC if you were the 1 seed? I love it. I love college football.
I don't think you can play that game. And there's nothing you can do about it because it's the committee who's going to do the rankings. But if you're Michigan and you're going to play TCU as opposed to USC, would I rather play TCU than USC? Yes, I would. Yes. Yes, Paul.
Michigan has Purdue in the Big Ten title game this weekend, and they're giving 16 to your Boilermakers. Biggest line of the weekend.
All right.
I actually checked that. Georgia's given 17.5 to LSU.
17.5?
And unless this is a misprint, I got Georgia given 17 in the business to LSU.
Wow. All right, let me take a break. We'll settle on a poll question here. Phone calls, we got those coming up as well. Once again, Trevor Lawrence is going to join us a little bit later on, and our good buddy Ross Tucker. Just getting started on this Monday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Discover the Discover credit card. And you will discover a few things like their online privacy protection, the latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal information. That's regularly, like name and address from 10 popular people search websites. And they could sell your data. They'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more. Discover.com/online privacy protection. That's discover.com/online privacy protection. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. How about them Broncos? Let's ride, Todd. Oof. Did you watch the whole game?
I watched everything. I stepped away for a couple of plays when I just started getting really aggravated about their continuing embarrassment. And then arguments on the sideline and Nathaniel Hackett pretending he doesn't see Purcell yelling at Russell Wilson. It's just getting really bad.
Here's Russell Wilson on his confrontation with a defensive player, Mike Purcell.
He was pissed off. He just said, we have to go, you know, and I agree, you know, so me and him on the same page. We, you know, there's no animosity there at all. We're on the same page. We got to win. You know, we got to come out here and have some grit to us, some mentality to us. We got to be able to win these football games. And, you know, so those guys are out there battling every play, you know, on offense. We got to be able to capitalize. So, yeah, no, there's nothing there at all.
It doesn't pass the eyeball test there, because that felt like Mike Purcell's like, dude, we're paying you a ton of money. Can you do something? Have you done anything this year? Yeah, Paul.
Mike Purcell is a career backup defensive tackle. He's not Aaron Donald. He's not even J.J. Watt, who was a first-team All-Pro, yelling it. Yeah. It did not look like a positive, let's go, man, we're counting on you. It looked like get it together.
Yeah.
I mean, you tell me. You guys saw it.
Yeah, it didn't pass the eye test.
No.
A backup defensive tackle.
Yeah.
Where, like, Russell Wilson was going like, yeah, man, I agree. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you're
yes.
Right. More
hey.
Of that.
Hey, teammate.
Let's get out there and do this.
Hey, why don't we ride?
I'll huddle up with my team over here and get them on the same page as you and me. Yes.
Here's a Subway gift card.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers talked about that he still wants to play, even though he's banged up.
Yeah, obviously when you lose games, you're putting yourself farther out there. We got a five-game stretch. We got a 105 and probably need a little bit of help.
If things can, let's say, you don't win next week with all the injuries, is there a reason to finish the season out? Or is it time to heal? Will it be time to heal up and take care of stuff?
Yeah, I don't really want to take my mind there, but as long as we're mathematically alive, I'd like to be out there.
All right. And that's a fair answer. I'd still, what would be the scenario where you would shut it down? That's what I would want to know from him. And maybe he just answered that. Yes, he.
Yeah, what do you make of him saying mathematically? Like he chose to put that word in. As long as we're mathematically still alive, I want to be out there. Which sort of implies that once they're out of playoff contention, like mathematically, then he's just going to shut himself down.
Yes. Well, he needs surgery, I'm going to guess, on that thumb. Usually what happens is if you want to shut somebody down, if they need surgery eventually, then you could sort of use that as the excuse there. And maybe that's what it's going to be. Rodgers talked about getting hit and had a tough time from then on.
And it was in the first half and then got kind of re-aggravated in the third quarter. Just having a hard time breathing and rotating my upper body. So I was worried about a punctured lung as well. So I want to get that checked out.
Yeah, they got to win out here and they're not going to. Philadelphia dominated them. Dominated. You're running the football. And that's where you wonder, because I thought that defense was going to be elite. And I had the Packers going to the Super Bowl. And I thought, in large part, because they'd run the football and they'd play really good defense. Therefore, you wouldn't ask Rodgers to throw for 50 touchdowns. Well, they haven't really done much of anything well so far this season. And I didn't expect them to beat the Eagles. And I do hope Jalen Hurts is mentioned in the MVP race. Patrick Mahomes is going to win this. Tua deserves to be in there. Tua has played exceptionally well. And if you look what happened when he started the season to where he's played, how he's played now, absolutely. And I hope Jalen Hurts is in there as well. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think Mahomes could get the Jordan treatment already in his career where it's like, he is the MVP, let's switch to the best story? Because, of course, he's going to win another. He's Patrick Mahomes. You know, the Hurts story is real popular this year, especially at national TV last night. It seems like, I wonder if there was a vote today. Man, I think
it'd be Mahomes.
Would it be close?
I don't think so, because I've looked at this. Mahomes has 400 more passing yards and 6 more touchdown passes than any other quarterback in the NFL. And we mentioned this, I don't know, a month ago, that we do take him for granted. Because we're always waiting for the next. Who's the next? Who's the next? And then Mahomes is there. Yeah, he's just doing whatever. He's, you know, doing Mahomesian things. And you saw that yesterday. By the way, I guess, is it the worst case scenario or the best case scenario for the Jets? Because Mike White was unbelievable yesterday. And Zach Wilson didn't even get to put on his uniform. You're a healthy scratch. Ouch. Here's Robert Saleh, the Jets head coach, on Mike White's performance.
He did a great job. He didn't need to be anybody but Mike White. We didn't need to turn into the greatest show on turf. We just wanted him to play within himself and play efficient. I thought he did that.
3:15 and 3 touchdowns, that was probably a little bit better than not the greatest show on turf. So, I mean, just what he was able to do, and also in the elements.
Especially in the elements. It was, he made the easy look easy. I thought he did a really good job with that, so.
Yeah, coach downplaying it. Great follow-up by the reporter. Like, hello? Have you watched your offense there? That other quarterback, coach? Jets had 466 yards of total offense. They, since 2019, they've had 3 games with at least 450 yards of offense. Mike White has been the quarterback for all 3. Woo!
Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Jets are 7-4, best start since 2010 when they were 9-2, also the last time the Jets made the playoffs. Yes, Paulie.
That answer by Robert Saleh, I hadn't heard that until now. That really bothered me. He was like, yeah, he played efficient football. Mm. He wasn't the greatest show on turf. Why would you do that to Mike White? All he did would go in a tough...
Because you can't give him his flowers too much and then go back to Zach Wilson because people are going to go, well, wait, you just said all these nice things.
Zach Wilson didn't have a game this year with a quarterback rating above 100. Not one game. Mike White quarterback rating is 149.3. It's hard to get to that level. And, you know, if you're like an offensive lineman for the Jets, you don't care about Zach Wilson's career.
But is this more about Mike White or more about Zach Wilson? Because Mike White is Mike White. He's going to be there. I mean, it sounds like, you know, one of the characters in the game Clue. And then Mike White, Mr. White. But Zach Wilson, to me, is the story because you drafted him number two overall. And you might have a bust. Yes.
But don't all of Robert Saleh's comments immediately reflect on Zach Wilson anyway? I mean, he's talking about Mike White, you know, he played simple, he just stayed within himself, and he made the easy look easy. Like, don't you kind of put all of that on Zach Wilson, too, and be like, but you can't do that? Or, you know, well, why do you make things so difficult? You know what I'm saying? Like, everything seems to be a comment on Zach Wilson anyway.
Is he saying Zach Wilson needs to have the Mike White playbook where you do the simple things, the small things, don't try to be anybody more than Mike White?
This is the Dak and Cooper Rush situation where Dak, it was a little too difficult, everything went, and then they all of a sudden they brought in Cooper Rush and kept it real simple and it worked real well, and then Dak, you just keep doing what Cooper was doing. Just do that, yeah, and we'll be okay.
Yeah.
But Dan, you don't even let the dude dress, stand over there in a hoodie.
I know, that was
watch.
Rough. I
Yo,
got, come on.
Then watch.
I got it. Maybe I don't tape my ankles, but let me wear my uniform,
new
please.
Nickname, Healthy Scratch.
You just go stand over there and watch, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's humbling. Oh. That is humbling. Yeah, Paul.
Was he in street clothes on the sidelines, or was he up in a box somewhere?
He was down on the field. I saw him throwing the football.
Oh, man.
He had his Jets hoodie on. Pre-game, he was throwing the football around.
Should have sent him one of those mom shirts to wear on the sidelines.
Ooh, that'd been nice product placement. Yeah. Yes, Marv.
Was he putting on his eye black? And Coach Saleh said, no, you don't need that today. Don't even put those on.
Did Jameis Winston put eye black on when he wasn't playing?
I think it was a Florida State game, and Jameis Winston was suspended or injured, and he went down and started warming up in pregame, like in sweats.
Yeah.
Something like that. He's crazy.
How about some phone calls here? Yeah, Jameis is crazy.
That's a goofy dude right there.
Well, remember when Russell Wilson was not playing? He was injured, but he went out, and then he went through his routine as if he were playing.
His mime routine?
Yeah, he was out there, like, faking a throw and then running and then, you know, applauding, and then he would come up and then throw, and then he would, you know, it was weird. That was really weird. Yes, Paul?
That game I was referencing was 2014. Jameis Winston was suspended for a game. He came out before the game in full pads and participated in warm-ups to the surprise of the entire coaching staff, who told him to go back in and put on, you know, sweats and a hoodie. I love that guy, man. I hope he stays in the league for a while.
Mm. Dino in New York leads us off. Dino, best and worst of the weekend.
How you doing, Dan? 59205. What's been a disappointing season for my Raiders? I got to give a little shout out to Derek Carr improving to 9-2 in overtime, the best record of any quarterback ever. And Josh Jacobs on the 35-year anniversary of Bo Jackson shredding Seattle. Josh did his Bo impersonation with a tremendous 300-yard effort. And my worst of the weekend was on the first play of the game, Derek Carr threw an interception, and a 12th man off of the Seattle sideline came onto the play and helped block for the Seattle defense, and no one caught it. And so in my 50 years of watching football, the officials are still awful.
All right. Well, thank you, Dino. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to give Derek Carr credit for that overtime win. I could have handed the ball off to Josh Jacobs. Like, yeah, Derek Carr let us know. No, he did not. Yes, Todd?
No, I'm good. Oh. I didn't have anything to add there.
Okay,
I just tilted my head.
It is interesting, though, like watching Aaron Rodgers hurt last night. And, you know, he's clearly, like, holding on to his ribs and, like, something's going on there, but he could still do and hand the ball off. He did it, like, four plays in a row. Here you go. Just take it.
Yeah, Paul.
I did see that play. It's going around on the internet. No one noticed it. The Seahawks had and the Raiders had, there was an interception. And I think a guy on the sidelines thought the play was over and ran out to start celebrating with his teammates. And when he runs out, the play's still going on. So he starts, like, putting his arms out to block someone, then also realized, I think if I make contact with him, it's like a double penalty. He didn't get called for anything.
Mark in New York. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hey, fellas. I got a best and a bester.
All right.
My best is I had the whole family over Thanksgiving. Everybody got their plates and ready to eat, and all the food was touching. I loved it. And my bester is J.J. McCarthy. Gotta love this kid. He's got a happy face tattooed on his hand. Obviously, he has a bad play. He goes over to the sideline, looks at his little hand, and goes, hey, geez, how bad can it be?
All right.
Gotta love it.
Thank you, Mark. Maybe we need to get Russell Wilson one of those happy faces.
Did you just glitch?
Hmm?
Did we just hit a glitch?
No.
Okay.
No. I was just staring at Todd, making sure he's doing okay in the back there.
Very disappointing.
Yeah, you're moving around.
Cannot believe how bad things can get.
Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
It's good to be a Michigan Wolverine all year long, man. This is the one game that we dread about. Who's got it better than Michigan fans this morning? Nobody. First of all, with my worst, I would like to start off with Detroit Lions losing on Turkey Day. Oh, those job turkeys, man. We should have beat Buffalo. But, hey, at least Michigan won. We haven't beat them since 2000, making the fans lead a stadium early, man. It just does me so good, Dan. It really, really does. And another best. I'm liking the Jets, man. I really and truly am. With Mike White and one of the guys on ESPN this morning, your boy Dan Orlovsky, brought up an interesting fact. The Jets are undefeated when they score 17 points. Dude, that defense is out cold.
Yeah, it is. It's a good defense, and that's why, you know, you're not asking much from the offense there with Zach Wilson, and you weren't getting anything. And I think that's why there was some friction there. And then he wasn't taking any blame for the offense not being good. The defense is really good, has been really good. Wyatt in Texas. Hi, Wyatt. What's on your mind today?
I have a stat of the day.
Oh, okay.
So as y'all know, Russell Wilson has been struggling this year, but he has 8 passing touchdowns compared to 12 toilets in his home.
All right. Well, thank you, Wyatt. Russ doesn't have as many touchdown passes as he does toilets in his house.
We'll check on that story.
Yes, I think he has 12 bathrooms in that house. Yes, Paul.
The Jets have given up 196 points this season, which is second best in the AFC.
Yeah.
Here's what's weird. The Denver Broncos scoring defense is the best in the NFC, in the AFC. They've given up 194 points. That's the best in the AFC, but they've only scored 157 points. That's half of what the Bills have scored.
What is the lowest point total for a team during a season?
Let's say since 2000, passing era maybe.
Would the Baltimore Ravens be in there with Trent Dilfer, the quarterback?
Wow.
I'd be curious.
Yeah, you might be right. Let's
average points per game because you have an extra game now.
We'll check it.
But I'd be curious, the lowest average points per game for a team over a season. Yeah, Paul.
Worst offense in the NFC is who this year? Whom? Whom is the worst? The Rams have the worst offense points scored in the NFC.
Yeah, I could see that. I wonder if Matthew Stafford's going to play the rest of the season. I wonder. But if you have the concussions, I wonder if he'll play. Ted in Tampa. Hi, Ted.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Great, Ted.
Hey, best and worst of the weekend. Best of the weekend is University of Michigan hosing. Not housing, Pauly. Hosing means like your opponent got hit with a fire hose.
Okay.
Housing means providing room and board.
Housing, not housing. Housing is a different phrase. Yeah.
Like they got housed.
Right. It's hosing. It's hosing. Like you got hit with a fire hose.
Okay, and, Ted.
The worst of the weekend was I've been talking to you, Dan, for 4 years about the worst left tackle in the National Football League. Yesterday he cost us the game. We were 3rd and 4, and he got caught for holding, and then we 3rd and 14, okay? So then Tampa Bay can still make 3rd and 14, But then this left tackle of ours, Donovan Smith, allows two back-to-back sacks of Tampa Bay, and that cost us the game.
All right. Thank you, Ted. Do you guys still have two timeouts left over? I think...
What was that?
I don't know. That was some bad, bad clock management there. Now, I can put it on your head coach, but you got the greatest quarterback of all time. I don't think you end a game, which goes into overtime, and you still have two timeouts left. Yeah, Paul.
Tampa Bay still first in the NFC South at 5-6.
I know.
There's no urgency in that division.
No. Yeah, you look around, you go, who's threatening here? The Falcons? Saints? I don't know. Watching that yesterday, and I would have thought, you know, Tom Brady wins those games. Going into overtime, all right, it's Tom Brady. Going against Jacoby Brissett. And then Deshaun Watson coming back, it looks like, this week, and getting ready for the Texans. Yeah, Paul?
Deshaun Watson will be cleared, like, to play in games later today. Mm-hmm. He's been at practice. I have a quick quiz for you on Deshaun Watson.
Let me take a break. Play of the day's up next. Dan Patrick Show. Time for new tires? Well, then it's time for TireRack.com. They've been crushing it for over four decades. They've got the experience, the knowledge, and maybe more importantly, the passion, because they will assist every driver. They have an easy-to-use tire decision guide. You answer a few questions, you get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Full lineup of Pirelli tires, test results, tire ratings. They got a free two-year road hazard protection, nails, potholes, all covered. Ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. And in some areas, they offer mobile tire installation. A Tire Rack technician brings the tires to your home or office and installs them on site. You got to go to TireRack.com/Dan and see for yourself. You'll find out they have that experience, that knowledge, and that passion to get you the right tires for how and what and where you drive. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Inside handoff, Edwards, and he's got some room to the 30, to the 40, to the 45, to the 50. Can he outrun the Buckeyes? To the 30, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown,
yeah,
Tyron
baby.
Edwards.
Yeah, baby.
5 yards.
Oh, my goodness.
That's courtesy of Learfield Sports, Donovan Edwards, the backup running back, 216 rushing yards. And it made me think of one player when I'm watching him torch Ohio State. Anybody want to take a guess? This player has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 vowels in his last name. Tim Biakabatuka.
Nice.
Had 313 yards against the Ohio State back in 1995. Tim Biakabatuka. Play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. Get 50% off right now. Biggest sale of the year. SimplySafeDan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. All right, Paulie, you had a Deshaun Watson quiz. Picture Day Ray just gave me lowest scoring team since 2000. The worst scoring team since 2000. Cleveland Browns. 10 points per game. The 2006 Raiders, 10.5 points. 2009 Rams, just under 11 points. The 2000 Bengals, 11.6 points per game. 2011 Rams, 12 points. The Broncos right now are averaging 14.3 points per game. Yeah, Paulie.
Can anyone tell me, I just looked it up, the quarterback for the 2000 Cleveland Browns, the two quarterbacks, who they combined to score... throw 9 touchdown passes on the entire season.
Okay.
One was coaching yesterday and had a big game. He was the backup.
Kevin O'Connor.
Doug Peterson.
Oh.
He threw 2 touchdowns backing up Tim Couch, who had 7 touchdowns and 9 picks.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten Doug Peterson. Tim Couch,
how about
I would.
That?
Yeah. Yeah. You have your Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson supposedly is going to play this weekend against the Texans.
Yeah.
Off the top of your head, how many days or months has it been since Deshaun Watson took a snap on the field? Just what would be a number?
741.
700 days since he's taken a snap, if he takes a snap this weekend. 23 months since he's played professional football.
How does that stack up with Trey Lance?
Yeah, I was going to say, who's played more football?
One was not injured whatsoever during this time,
yeah,
and missed 700 days of football.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. He's coming back against the Texans. But if you're going to bring him back, you want to bring him back in a game that you should win. Because the Texans certainly don't want to win. They yucky. Like
allergic
yeah,
to winning.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's like girls when you're growing. Like, you're yucky. Ew. You know, that's the Texans, how they view about winning. Yuck.
Ew, first down. Ew.
Don't want that. Did we come up with the definition of housed and housed?
Because he said, I just said housed about a team.
They housed them.
Yeah, Ted in Tampa said, he was correcting you, house is a place where you people live, I think he was saying. And then there was hosed in there as well.
Right, I didn't say Michigan provided affordable housing for the Ohio State football
team.
They
housed them. Yeah. I think we should actually have Ted in Tampa call in and give us a breakdown of all slang. Or something like I would love to hear, man. Dan, actually, the term is cap. It doesn't mean anything that you put on your head. They're actually referring to lying, and so that's actually the proper usage of that. If someone was to say no cap, that means that they're not lying.
Yes, Paul.
Housed, like if you house someone,
yeah,
it's like to beat them up, to rough them up. Yeah, Michigan offensive line housed Ohio State, not housed.
Housed them.
Or you could say I housed that Mickey D's cheeseburger.
How do you house somebody?
House.
Like what's the spelling? What is
it's spelled the same way, housed.
Housed.
But you gotta pronounce the S. Not like a Z. Housed means I made sure you had somewhere to sleep. Housed means I
housed, not housed.
Yeah, opened a can on you.
Okay. But then just to not to pile on Ted here, but I've never heard of somebody being like, yeah, they hosed them and it meant to like beat them badly. I never heard that. Like, normally you get hosed when you, like, it's a bad call against you.
Yes.
I didn't understand his usage at all.
Yeah, when you beat somebody, you don't say we hosed him. Hosed is when somebody does something to you and it's
you get jobbed by the refs.
You're jobbed, yeah.
Imagine if Ted used everything slightly off. we hosed them.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what it is. Everything was just a little off with Ted.
Yeah, Marv.
Paulie, to stop the confusion, next time just use the term mollywopped.
Yeah, that's old school too.
Instead of how, housed.
Housed.
What's the poll question we went with?
I will house you. We went with who belongs in that fourth spot, Dan.
Oh.
It's more of a placeholder at this point, really.
All right.
Who belongs in the fourth spot of the college football playoff? Right now, 82% of the vote have USC.
Yes.
Not even close.
Yes. My Trojans should be in there.
Close.
Yeah, they should be. They got the Heisman Trophy winner. They should be in the Final Four.
At this point, you feel closer to being a USC fan or an Ohio State fan?
I invested more in USC, that's for sure. That's a lot of money. No, I just predicted that Caleb Williams would win the Heisman, that's all.
NBD.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. 1 hour in the books, two more to go, including Trevor Lawrence a little bit later on. One more item as we close out this first hour, GetRefunds.com. You might have until the end of the year to take advantage of this. If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. It's not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it. GetRefunds.com. They have a team of tax attorneys they put together, highly trained in a little-known payroll tax refund program, and they've already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and maybe they can help you as well. They do all the work, no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Find out if your business qualifies. Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. So don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments, for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.